This is the Aviact Merli of 17th of November 2024. Original date 30th of November 2002. Become equal by having the awareness of the word return, and become an embodiment of awareness of the return journey. Today, Bapdada is pleased to see his children everywhere who are seated on the heart throne, seated on the throne of the forehead, and seated on the throne of the kingdom of the world, and who are the masters of themselves. In the whole cycle, it is only now that you beloved, long lost and now found children, attain God's heart throne. All souls have the throne of the forehead, but apart from Brahmin souls, no one has attained God's heart throne. It is this heart throne that enables you to attain the throne of the world. At present, you have become the masters of yourselves. Self-sovereignty is the garland around the neck of every Brahmin soul. Self-sovereignty is your birthright. Do you experience yourselves to be the masters of yourselves in this way? In your hearts, you have the determination that no one can snatch away this birthright from you. Along with that, you also have the spiritual intoxication of being seated on God's heart throne. In the body of a human being, it is the heart that is said to be the most important. When the heart stops beating, life has ended. So too, in this spiritual life, there is great importance given to the heart throne. Souls who are seated on the heart throne are remembered as special souls in the world. These are the souls who are remembered by the devotees as the beads of the rosary. These are the souls who are a handful out of multi-millions and a few out of that many. So, who are those souls? Are they you? Are you Pandavas this too? Are you mothers also this? They were waving their hands. The father says, O beloved children, why do you sometimes leave the heart throne and attach your hearts to the mud of a body? A body is mud. So, beloved children, never put your feet in the mud. You are constantly on the heart throne, in the lap, or swinging in the swings of supersensuous joy. Bapdada has given you various swings. Sometimes swing in the swing of happiness, sometimes in the swing of joy, and sometimes swing in the swing of bliss. So today Bapdada was seeing such elevated children. How you are swinging in the swings with such intoxication. Do you continually swing? Are you swinging? You don't go into the mud, do you? Do you sometimes want to put your feet in the mud? For 63 births, you have been placing your feet in the mud, and you have been playing with mud. So you don't play with mud now, do you? Do your feet sometimes go in the mud or not? They do sometimes go in the mud. Body consciousness is also placing your feet in the mud. The awareness of bodies is to place your feet very deeply in the mud. Body consciousness is also mud. The longer you remain seated on the heart throne at the confluence age, to that extent, for half a cycle, you will be in the kingdom of the Sun Dynasty and in the Moon Dynasty kingdom. You will be in the royal family of the Sun Dynasty. If you only sometimes remain seated on the heart throne now at the confluence age, you will be in the royal family of the Sun Dynasty for just as short a time. You may be seated on the throne turn by turn, but you will constantly be in relationship with the souls of the royal family. Therefore, check from the beginning of the confluence age until now, whether it has been 10 years, 50 years, or 66 years, but from the time you became a Brahmin, from that beginning until now, for how long have you remained seated on the heart throne and seated on the seat of self-sovereignty? Was it for a long time, constantly, or only sometimes? The sign of those who are seated on God's heart throne is that they are carefree emperors in their activities, and this is seen on their faces. A physical burden is on the head, but a subtle burden is in the mind. Therefore, they would not have any burden in their minds. Worry is a burden, and to be carefree is to be double light. If there is any type of burden, whether of service, of connections and relationships, or of physical service, not a burden of spiritual service, what will happen, how will it happen, will there be success or not? To think and make plans is different from a burden. The sign of those who have a burden is that they would always have a few or a lot of signs of tiredness on their faces. To be tired is a different matter, but to have signs of tiredness is a sign of a burden. However, to be a carefree emperor doesn't mean that you remain careless. You remain careless, and yet you say that you remain carefree. Carelessness deceives you a great deal. The same words are used for intense effort, as well as for carelessness. Because of constantly having firm faith, an intense effort maker always thinks every task is already accomplished successfully with one's own courage and the Father's help. Whereas the words of carelessness are, "It will happen, it will happen, it is already accomplished. Has any task remained unaccomplished? It will happen." So the words are the same, but the forms are different. At present, two special forms of Maya give the children a test paper. One is wasteful thoughts, not sinful thoughts, but wasteful thoughts. The other is, "I alone am right. Whatever I did, whatever I said, whatever I thought was no less. I am right." According to the time, Bhaktada now wants you to have one word constantly in your awareness. To give a return of all the attainments, the love and cooperation you have received from the Father. To give a return means to become equal. Secondly, it is now our return journey. Constantly remember the one word return. A very easy method for this is for you to tally your every thought, word and action with those of Father Brahma. What were the Father's thoughts? What were the Father's words? What were the Father's actions? This is known as follow Father. It is easy to follow, is it not? There is no need to think of anything new or to do anything new. Whatever the Father did, just follow the Father. It is easy, is it not? Teachers, raise your hands. Is it easy or difficult to follow? It is easy, is it not? Simply follow the Father. First of all, check yourself. As is the saying, first think and then act. So, first consider your words and then speak. So, what will all the teachers do this year? It is now the last month of this year. The old will go and the new will come. So what will you do before the new year comes? Make preparations for that. Have the thought that apart from placing your footsteps in the Father's footsteps, you will not take any other step. Simply follow in his footsteps. It is easy to place your footsteps in his steps, is it not? Think of plans for the new year from now. Just as Father Brahma constantly remained an instrument and humble, similarly, let there be the awareness of being an instrument, nimit, and having humility, nirman. Don't just have the awareness of being an instrument, but together with the awareness of being an instrument, let there also be the awareness of being humble. Both are necessary, because you teachers are instruments, are you not? So in your thoughts, in every word, in your relationship with anyone, and in your activity, let there be humility. Only those who are humble have the awareness of being an instrument. Those who are not humble will have, to some extent, in a very subtle way, it may not even be a gross form of arrogance, but there will be bossiness. This bossiness is also a trace of arrogance. Let your words and language always be pure, serene and sweet. When you have the awareness of the soul conscious form in your relationships and connections, you remain constantly incorporeal and egoless. Do you always remember the last three words of Father Brahma? Only those who are incorporeal and egoless are viceless. Acha, follow the Father. You will remain firm in this, will you not? The main aim of the coming year is in having the awareness of these three words, incorporeal, egoless, and viceless. There shouldn't even be a trace. The gross form is over, but there shouldn't even be a trace, because it is that trace that deceives you. The meaning of follow the Father is constantly to keep these three words in your awareness. Is this okay? Double foreigners, stand up. A good group has come. Babdada is pleased with one aspect of the double foreigners. Do you know what it is? Look, you come from far away, from faraway lands, but you were given a direction that you had to come in this turn, and so you arrived here. No matter how, you all made effort, and a big group has arrived here. You accepted Daddy's directions very well. Congratulations for that. Bapdada is looking at each one of you. He is giving drishti to each one. Don't think that it is only on the stage that you receive drishti. From a distance, you can be seen even better. The double foreigners have learnt the lesson of Haji very well. Bapdada loves the double foreigners, and he is also proud of them, because it is the double foreigners who have been the instruments to make the message reach all corners of the world. Are there any special countries abroad left to be served? Is it just towns or special places? Are there just small villages and towns that are left? Or are there any special places still to be served? Which places still remain to be served? Nevertheless, out of this group that has come, how many countries are represented? Have you counted? You haven't counted these. Nevertheless, Bapdada knows that you souls have been instruments in many different countries of the world. Bapdada always says that it is the double foreigners who have revealed the Father's title of the world benefactor. It is good. Each of you is moving forward at your own place, with your own efforts and service, and you will constantly continue to move forward. You are stars of success. Very good. Kumars. The Kumars from Madhuban are also present. Look how many Kumars there are. Half the class is just Kumars. You are Kumars, but you are not ordinary Kumars. Now, what is the title of you Kumars? Which Kumars are you? You are Brahma Kumars anyway, but what is the speciality of Brahma Kumars? The speciality of Kumars is to be messengers of peace and spread peace where there is peacelessness. There is neither peacelessness of the mind nor external peacelessness. The duty of Kumars is to do the difficult things. You are hard workers, are you not? So today, the hardest work of all is to end peacelessness, to be a messenger of peace and spread peace. Are you such Kumars? Let no name or trace of peacelessness remain. Are you such messengers of peace for the world and for those who come into connection or relationship with you? You are messengers of peace. Just as the fire brigade would put out a fire wherever it may be, so the duty of messengers of peace is to transform peacelessness into peace. So you are messengers of peace, are you not? Sure? Are you sure? Sure? The scene from here looks very good. Bapdada is very pleased to see so many Kumars. Bapdada gave you a plan earlier. In Delhi, there is the maximum number of Kumars. The government thinks that Kumars means those who fight. The government is afraid of Kumars. The government that is afraid of Kumars should welcome you, Kumars, with the title of messengers of peace. Only then can you say that the Kumars have performed wonders. It should spread throughout the whole world that Brahma Kumars are messengers of peace. Is this possible? Do this in Delhi. You will do it, will you not? Will the daddies do this? There are so many Kumars. If there are so many in one group, how many would there be in all the groups? How many would there be in the world? Approximately 100,000. So, Kumars, perform wonders. Put right the wrong impression that the government has of Kumars. However, let there be no peacelessness, even in your minds. Let there be no peacelessness amongst your companions. Let there be no peacelessness at your places. No peacelessness even in your cities. There is no need to put up a board for the faces of you Kumars, but let the experience automatically be written on your foreheads that you are messengers of peace. Is this okay? Kumaris. There are also many Kumaris. Not the Kumaris who are living at the centres. Only those Kumaris who are not living at the centres stand up. So what is the aim of all of you Kumaris? Do you want to have a job or do world service? Do you want to place a crown on your head or a basket, a burden, on your head? What do you want to place on your head? Look, all of you Kumaris have to become merciful. Let all the souls of the world benefit. It is remembered of the Kumaris that Kumaris are those who uplift 21 clans. So half the cycle will be 21 clans. So are you such Kumaris who will uplift 21 clans? Raise your hands. Not just of one family, but of 21 clans. Will you do this? Look, your names are being noted. It will then be checked as to whether you are merciful or whether karmic accounts still remain. Now time is giving you a warning to become ready before the time. If you continue to look at the time will pass by. Therefore, keep the aim that all of you are merciful children of the world benefactor, the merciful Father. Is this okay? You are merciful, are you not? Become even more merciful. Become this with a little more speed. Kumaris receive the Father's throne very easily. We shall see what new wonders you perform in the new year. Acha. 108 jewels from the media wing have come this time. It is good. Let those from the media perform wonders, that it touches everyone's intellect, that they definitely have to claim their inheritance from the Father. Let no one remain deprived of this. The duty of the media is to spread the word. Now there are also media programs abroad, are there not? It is good. When the programs are held in different formats, people become very interested. They are doing well and will continue to do so. Success is already guaranteed. Whatever service those of all the different wings are doing, Bapdada continues to receive news of it. Each wing has its own facilities for doing service and its own way of doing service. However, it is seen that because there are the different wings, each wing is racing with the others. It is good. Don't compete, but you may race. The result of each wing is that after the different wings have served, many IPs and VIPs have come into contact. Mics haven't been brought here as yet, but they have come into contact and relationship. Acha. Do you remember the exercise that Bapdada gave you to do? One moment, be incorporeal, and the next moment, be an angel, while walking and moving around. This is the return of the love of Bap and Dada. So do this spiritual exercise now. Become incorporeal in a second. Become an angel in a second. Bapdada conducted drill. Acha. You're doing this exercise while walking and moving around throughout the day will easily remind you of Baba. The remembrance of all the children everywhere has reached Bapdada. Each child feels, give my remembrance to Baba. Give my remembrance to Baba. Some send it in letters, some on cards, and some through words. But Bapdada is giving multi-million-fold love and remembrance to all the children everywhere in response to the remembrance, whilst merging each one in his eyes. Bapdada is seeing that no matter what the time is, at this time, the majority of you all have Madhuban and Bapdada of Madhuban in your mind. To the children everywhere, seated on all three thrones, to the children who are the masters of themselves, to the children who constantly become equal to the Father as a return to Bapdada, to the children who are constant embodiments of the awareness of the return journey, to the children who constantly follow the Father in their thoughts, words and deeds. Lots and lots and lots of love, remembrance and namaste from Bapdada. Blessing. May you be a master bestower and sow the seeds of your good wishes in all souls. Do not wait for the fruit, but continue to sow the seeds of your good wishes in every soul. All souls definitely have to awaken at the right time. Even if someone is causing opposition, you must not let go of your merciful feelings. That opposition, those insults, and that defamation will work like fertilizer and bear good fruit. To the extent that they defame you, to that extent, they will sing your praise. And this is why you, as a master bestower, must continue to bestow good wishes on every soul through your attitude, vibrations and words. Slogan. The children who are constantly merged in the ocean of love, happiness, peace and bliss are true tapaswis. Om Shanti. Notice. Today is the third Sunday, the day for international yoga, when all Brahmin children have meditation collectively from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Be stable in the combined form with Bapdada, the bestower of blessings and the bestower of fortune, and do the service from the subtle region of giving all souls the blessings of happiness and peace.